My name is Vyacheslav Binienda. I am chairman of Civil Engineering Department.
My name is Craig Menzmer. I'm interim dean of the College of Engineering.
It started way before me, and we had the opportunity to talk to team members of the first concrete canoe. This was the president of GPD. And Dave Granger with his team was telling us that when they prepared this type of concrete canoe, it was much shorter, much thicker, and much heavier, and it didn't float. Well, this is what I was told, that they tried to put on the lake, Turkey Foot Lake, and it just basically sank immediately, and it's still there at the bottom.
Part of the competition, at least, used to be a swamp test, where they'd actually have to fill the boat up and a boat would have to stay upright. So apparently the first team's boat didn't stay upright.
No, definitely.
Apparently it's still in the lake. That's the rumor.
Interesting. This type of concrete, it's less dense. It's specialized for this. Talk about, from an engineering standpoint, what they had to do to get that consistency and what it means to keeping it afloat.
Yeah, this is very high-tech concrete. It's very expensive also. It's not used for roads or bridges because of that. But from the point of view of science, of material science, and a challenge to the students is very much on the track, and they use micro balloons for the so-called reinforced particles, and they use different long wires or fibers that will, depending on the particular strategy, will keep the strength and stiffness of the whole long boat, at the same time to close or hold it from micro cracks, because micro cracks can leak the water inside, can even if this is going to float completely submerged to the water, it has to be lighter than water. But still, you know, you don't want to have any water inside of the canoe when you are racing. Speed, the muscles are also coming to the picture at that time.
How many people are supposed to be in it when they're actually racing?
The races are with two pair of two, female men and four, so and co-ed. So this is depending, two or four, depending on the race. Yeah.
Interesting. Now, I don't imagine they're ever going to have to manufacture concrete canoes. So tell me what the students take away from this exercise, what they learn.
Well, of course, concrete is one of the basic and most important material for civil engineers. So what they learn is that the strength depends on how well you mix, how little water you put, because the water is in fact the negative factor for the strength. But you need water for hydration process. The cement, the binder, without water cannot bind the concrete, which is a composite material. This is very sophisticated, multi-layer, scale composite, which has very tiny particles, have bigger particles, have small fibers, large fibers, layers. So this is you have the, from the point of view of science, it is all aspects of advanced composite that are used for aerospace. The only difference is that binder here is concrete, but for aerospace they use polymers. In fact, in addition to cement, they use polymer as well here. So this is in fact, even from the binding point of view, so-called matrix point of view, very sophisticated, complex structure and material.
But every year, as Dr. Binienda alluded to, every year the criteria for the mix changes. You know, some years they have to use one recycled material, sometimes it's two. So every year it's a little bit different. So a lot of the effort goes into the mix design.
How many iterations does that go through before you think they perfect it every year?
Many.
Many iterations. I can't even give you a number. Many iterations. They start in the fall, and they work up to this point here. And you know, and then in the spring they'll be racing the canoe out of Portage Lake. So it'll be at Portage Lakes this year.
And how long before it sets? Like that, it could that you could say, okay, let's take this right now to Turkey Foot if you wanted.
Oh, 28 days is normal time for setting of concrete. This is what is required in basically room temperature like we have here, or 73, and 100% humidity. So they are going to put a lot of humidifier to saturate the air with moisture, so that moisture can penetrate the concrete, or at least not to dry out the concrete itself from the water that is inside. But I would like to add, you know, the material is definitely a challenge, but shape is also a challenge, right? So they have to use sophisticated software to design the minimum resistance or drag, so-called, to the shape, and to optimize that shape so four people can sit safely and not to overload or break. So there's a lot of aspects that you have to optimize, and this is why when they start in September, we have right now end of February. All this time, this is not that they are waiting, or they there's a lot of theoretical, numerical, trial and error work, which is now culminating in that pour.
If you look at the shape of the boat, I was commenting to one of the team members, is different than what I've seen in other years. And one of the reasons is, just to give you an idea of some of the design criteria, is that there's no endurance race this year. And so they flatten the bottom of the boat out, they get a little bit of better turning. So in the shorter races, it'll make a big difference.
So every year you couldn't say that design worked great 5 years ago, let's use it, because they keep changing it.
They keep changing
the
criteria.
They don't want them to take the previous years, even winning a concrete canoe. But we love to have them, and in the lobby there's one or two right now, and so they are all beautiful, you know, shape and beautiful vessels. I love it, you know. It looks nice. And then industry, when they interview our graduates, they in fact look into the aspect, have you been part of the team? This takes everything, all aspect of real engineering. So you have the time pressure, economy, working in teams, so sharing the responsibilities, and that is then in real life. Okay, so this is why when industry see somebody to be, especially in the leadership position of the team, usually has one or two offers more than anybody else.
I do want to add that none of these students get credit for this toward your degree. Right? It's all extracurricular type activities. But we feel strongly that it's not learning just in the classroom or in the laboratory. It's also our extracurricular activities, like the team competitions, because this is the first time they get to see an engineering project start to finish, and they're involved in it. And it's not that, it's also our co-op program. So we really think those are three integral pieces to the student's education.
I want to mention that students here start as freshmen. They continue as sophomore, junior, seniors. Usually the leader is the senior from that group of batch of students. So the involvement in the team is more than a year. It's definitely multi-year involvement. I would like to add good luck for them this year. We are always, excited, because nobody can predict the if it is going to be winning or losing project. You have to understand that in every university today, other teams are doing exactly the same things, and they all like to win. This is the competitive nature of this competition, and we wish all of them luck.